Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ayres here with Heather Osmond. Her stores are in Lehigh and in Orem. They're called Osmond Designs. Going into the fall season, you got to get down to Orem and Lehigh for the Osmond Designs because, Heather, your stores are stunning. And this is the type of season, the change in the season, where we all want to update our houses.
Absolutely. Lindsay, thank you so much for that great intro. You are listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. We love having you join the show every single week where we get to talk about all the good things that are going on, not only in the Utah real estate market, but also the national market. And you know what? I have to say, I'm so excited. We have Drew Armstrong and Matthew Flinders back
Armstrong
on the show.
Armstrong and Flinders.
Now we have Lindsay singing our song.
I should never sing on the radio. But we haven't been together in a hot minute, you guys. It's good to see you again.
I know.
All three of us, for sure.
Yeah. For sure. It's always fun to have two of the best real estate agents in the state of Utah on the show. And not only are you guys knowledgeable, but you have so much personality, and we just laugh. It's so fun.
We do.
We have actually probably too much fun, but that's good.
Too many funny stories.
Today, of course, we want to talk about what's going on in the Utah market, but also what's going on in the country. So maybe, Matthew, let's start with you.
You know, we were showing a house last night, a new build, construction, $1 million. Drew and I went together. And it was so interesting talking to the builder's agent because they've just put a couple of properties under contract and they're actually on hold for new contracts because, you know, they're that's all they can handle right now.
Wow.
So isn't that interesting? Because I just read on KSL this week, somebody was saying, hey, there's going to be a black swan event that's going to happen. You know, the market's going to crash. And I was reading this guy. It was so interesting. I thought he's, you know, telling all his followers this and then at the bottom they talk about what some of the economists are saying, and they're still saying there's not enough supply. We have a supply problem. We don't have enough housing for the people that want housing. And a lot of the buyers that we're working with, their mindset is, you know, we can buy a house right now, and our lender is telling us, hey, if interest rates drop before the election next year, you know, 1 or 2%, all of a sudden, the number of buyers in the marketplace is going to increase. If that happens, what's going to happen to prices again? We're going to see bidding wars again. It's going to drive people nuts if that really happens. And enough buyers think that that's going to happen. Plus, they're saying, you know what? I can buy this home, and then if interest rates drop, I can call up, you know, my lender. I can call up Central Bank, and have them refinance it, and I don't have to go out and buy a house in a bidding war.
Do you think this is would you suggest waiting to sell your house?
No. Well, I mean, the problem that you have if you sell a house is you have to buy another one.
Right.
And so in a strange way, that's actually kept the market constrained. We don't have enough inventory because of that. And I think that's one of the reasons that the builders are doing as well as they are is they're smart. And rather than dropping prices, they are giving people incentives to buy in terms of interest rates. And so they're working with them on that end. So the builders are super, super busy because people won't sell their houses. Mm-hmm. And they're not selling them because the next house is going to have an interest rate that's twice as much. But
right.
Goldman Sachs, like on August 18th, they said, we're revising our home price forecasts higher to 1.8% for the full year of 2023 versus -2.2% is what they had said before, and 3.5% increases in values in 2024 versus 2.8%, which was their previous projection. And so people are changing their outlook. People are realizing that prices are not going down anymore. And as a matter of fact, it depends on the area, and it depends on the price of the home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get up to Park City and you get over $2 or $3 million, and it's a different market than it is down here. And things are softening in some areas a little bit. And commercial real estate is going crazy, except in office. and and the office end of the real estate investment world is just crashing, and people are a little worried about what's going to happen when they have to refinance these office buildings, because unlike, you know, a 30-year fixed rate mortgage that we can get on housing, on residential housing, that's Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac underwritten, with office and, you know, commercial lending, you get a 5 or a 10-year loan and then it rolls over and now you have to figure it out at the new rate. Matthew and I were talking about this last night and he's like, well, what do you think's going to happen? And I think that what's going to end up happening is those that are rolling over, there's a few of them that are going to end up losing their property because they don't have deep enough pockets or don't have the ability to cover from other investments or whatever. But I think in most cases, what's going to end up happening is that the rents are going to have to, you know, rents have to support the new interest rate. And so rents continue to climb because of that. And in a weird way, you know, I've said it for years to our clients, is that inflation is a landlord's best friend, because you know these rates on their interest rates on their loans, while they do change, they change every 5 years, and a landlord can change the rate on his rental rate every year with residential, or every 3 or 4 years with his commercial stuff. I mean, office is in trouble. Here in Salt Lake, we've got a couple of big office buildings that are being converted to residential.
Yes, so yeah. True. And I think it comes down to affordable housing again, right? Mm-hmm. There's always a market for those starter homes for people that need to rent, no doubt about it. And so as a landlord, as an investor, you're always going to be in a really great spot. I know people that, in fact, my own mom went in and bought several units with some investment money, and they've almost already doubled. Like, she's making a killing and the rents just continue to increase. And she's actually priced her properties under market so that she could be selective and choose people and get a lot of applicants so that she could make sure she loved her tenants. And yeah. And I definitely recommend that. I think it's a great, great investment. And just new construction. Everyone wants to live in something that's brand new in these new and up-and-coming neighborhoods. And I think that's all positive here in the Utah market. Not only locally are we investing, but also out-of-state people are coming in and investing in those starter homes and single-family homes, multifamily homes. Then we, like you had touched about, Drew, all the commercial stuff that's going on. Retail shopping centers just continue to pop up. Everyone loves to own businesses. They love to expand their businesses. Things that you can't buy on Amazon, right? Get your nails done, your haircut, whatever that may be, food. I think more and more people are eating out
again
than ever before. And sometimes it saves you money to eat out than to make stuff at home. And I think we're just busy and we're tired.
Yeah. I agree. By the way, if anyone out here listening is looking for investment property, Drew and I have a 16-plex on the market right now. And interestingly, we have the seller is offering a rate buy-down. So you can buy the 16-plex where when you talk to your bank, your interest rate is probably going to be about 3% fixed for about 4 years. And so, you know, if you've got some 1031 money or you're looking, give us a call. We're at utahrealestate.net. Look up Drew. Call him. And
I love
having a 50-50 business partner. I promote Drew like crazy.
Drew totally does plenty of traveling that you're picking up the slack, Matthew. So that's why you guys are such a great team, because there's always someone in town and someone to help you, and you get two for the price of one. So
yeah,
that's what I love about you guys.
Best friends, and we never can vacation together.
We never
sucks. Sucks.
Drew is just up this weekend at Follow the Flag up in Idaho, taking pictures. In fact, have you posted any of those pictures yet, Drew?
I haven't, but Follow the Flag has. So we went up to Twin Falls and put the big flag up right next to the Perrine Bridge in Twin Falls for a 9/11
memorial. It's a beautiful
memorial.
Bridge.
So I actually saw some of these photos this week, and unbelievable. If you think Drew is a great real estate agent, you should see his photography skills.
Right.
There's no one like Drew that does drone footage and all of that, and they're just incredible. I mean, I want to put all of your pictures in my home. They're art pieces. I know. I have a few.
We were driving past a commercial building last night, and Drew was telling me about how the tenants reached out to him, and they're going to put these huge pictures, his pictures, these on the walls.
Wow.
And his pictures are just buying the rights from him to do some
so
of that.
Cool.
But some of these new Follow the Flag pictures, that's a really cool. I mean, the bridge up there is just gorgeous. And what was that like this weekend?
Well, it's always emotional when you're doing a memorial for 9/11. It's not as celebratory as the 4th of July is or something like that. But it's such a unique, interesting setting. I mean, that canyon is 1,857 feet across the span, and our canyon in Pleasant Grove is only like 750 feet. So it's a much different challenge to try to go ahead and string the lines up and things. I get to fly those up with the drone.
Wow.
And we start with a kite string, and then you pull a little bit heavier am steel, like a paracord kind of size cord, and then a big rope to carry the flag. It's crazy.
Thank you so much for joining us today. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. More on Follow the Flag, more on what's going on in the real estate market. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. We have Drew Armstrong, Matthew Flinders on the show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Today we have two of my favorite guests back on the show, Drew Armstrong, Matthew Flinders. Welcome, you guys.
Well, thanks, Heather.
Yeah, we're glad to be here.
You know, a little intro about them. They're two of the best real estate agents in the entire state of Utah. How many years have you guys been doing this?
Since 1996 for me, Drew.
29 years.
29 years.
Next summer will be 30.
You're barely 40, so you started really young.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, started doing flyers as little kids, knocking on doors, asking people to list their homes.
I was a DOS whiz with the multiple listing service, you know?
You guys, it was good times. That's actually how I met you, I was a real estate agent back in the day for a couple of years, did that full time, and then moved to furniture and interior design, and you know, the rest is history. But we've always been friends, which is awesome.
Drew was in Newsweek a long time ago. When was that, Drew? Like back before 2000?
I think it was in 1996.
Because he had a digital camera, and we would make full color flyers for houses we would sell because we looked like we were 12.
You were crazy. Yeah.
We'd show up, and then we'd take the digital photos and make the flyers, spend all night long in Kinko's.
Wow.
Trying to spool the digital file that's like 3 megabytes across a serial port to their stupid rip.
You guys have always been cutting edge, though. I have to say, if anyone's pushing the envelope, it's you guys in the technology, for sure.
Always been on the bleeding edge for sure.
For sure. Drew, I always tease your wife, Jamie, about, you know, does Drew ever actually bring home money to buy food, or does he just buy new computers and new drones? And she's like, you don't even have any idea. And I just laugh. I think it's so funny. But
yeah, she's really good. She's like,
she's
other guys
patient,
have Porsches and boats. You have cameras.
Stop.
That's okay.
No, but it really does make a difference in the real estate industry. I mean, people are looking online before they ever go into a home. And it's more important than ever to have great photography, great tours, great cameras, so that you have the best online presence that you can do. It's not just show up with your smartphone and snap
right,
a few
absolutely.
Photos.
We do that for our commercial listings as well. So we'll go in, and some of these commercial guys are like, wow, like I have this great 3D tour with a floor plan of my building. Like my last agent didn't do stuff like that. Plus I have these drone shots of my commercial building, and wow. And they love it when we show up. And it's so great for the buyers because we'll be talking to somebody out of state, and they're going through the tour, looking at the floor plan, asking good questions, and they can buy our properties or lease our properties rather than just not be able to see everything that they need to see to make a decision. So it's nice in the commercial edge as well.
So you guys are just a little cool like that. I love that so much. In this real estate market, it's all about just having the edge and making sure that you have the right team. You guys, like you were just saying, have 29 years of experience. Think back of when you started and where you are now. Not only Are you great listing agents, but you are great at also representing buyers to help them get the best deals in the market? And then you guys have so much experience, not only in cities. Drew, I know you do planning commission and some of that. So you
planning commission chair. And
you know the back end of that, general contractor license and real estate. And then you also invest in your own properties, which is huge.
We do. By the way, if anyone listening knows anyone who has maybe 2 to 5 acres in Lehigh that you can build some light industrial buildings on, I am looking. I've been calling people, dialing people, looking for stuff. So,
yeah, for you personally?
Nope.
No,
it's for a good client, and we're trying to help them find a good spot.
Yeah, it's such a funny market right now where you get light industrial or warehouse space, and the warehouse space is going for more than like low end office space.
Wow.
I have one client that we're literally looking at office space for warehousing.
Wow.
Because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Exactly. Just rip out the carpet and the sheetrock and
right.
Make it awesome. Put in some bookcases. You're set.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So speaking of investments, I know personally I've done a lot of single family homes. We've done assisted livings. Now we're into retail shopping centers. All of those have been great. I call them mailbox money. And, you know, the checks come in the mail. Of course, there's always heartache and problems that arise. But for the most part, in Utah, it's a great time to be an investor.
It still is. You know, it's interesting, your story, because I know your story, how you started, where you would buy a property, you would remodel it, you would fix it up, you would put in the most amazing furniture and decorations. Drew and I would come over and help. We sold your first couple of them.
You sure did.
That you did.
I know.
And then you would take that and move it into the next property. You worked so hard. So you've got some mailbox money now, but I know the effort and the blood, sweat, and tears that were behind all that.
100%.
Just to build up that equity and then to roll it into the next property and roll it into the next property. And we spend a lot of time talking to buyers and clients and things about how to set themselves up so they can do things like that, so that they can keep moving into these other properties like you have.
Yeah, and buying your very first investment property, it's a little scary, right?
It is.
It's like buying your first home. A lot of people are very easy and have no problem with signing lease contracts. But when it comes to buying their own home, they have a lot of anxiety. And I think it should be the opposite. Buying a home is actually a very positive thing, and you should be excited about that. There's something about home ownership that is the American dream. And when you're leasing, you're just throwing money away.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So it's the same with investing in real estate. If you have the right team with the right expertise behind you, in any real estate market, you can make a lot of money.
You can. And we talk to buyers and sellers all the time. A lot of people, I was talking to a brand new first-time home buyer yesterday, and they were just talking about it, like, is this a good time to buy? And I was saying, if you can afford it, if you were one of my kids, I'd say go and buy something if you can afford it with a long view, and I think you're going to be okay. And then
refinance that rate later.
Right. Refinance that rate later.
I love that so much.
That's my personal view. And the truth is, Drew and I are still buying stuff right now. We're closing on something in another 2 weeks. So we think things are going, they're still moving forward.
You guys are so awesome. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ayres here with Heather Osmond. Osmond Designs, of her stores down in Lehigh and in Orem. Heather, I always learn so much from you and your guests every week about investing. I am a person who is like, how do you get into the investment real estate world? Like, I don't have enough of a down payment to buy a second home, right? So it's just kind of like, I'm the first time, like, I can't get in. I don't know how to get in. I'm scared to get in kind of client here.
All of the above, right? Lindsay, you are in the norm, and hopefully listening to this KSL Real Estate Show, we can give you some tips and tricks on how to get in. Oftentimes, it's just even creative financing, right? And talking to a bank like Central Bank, let's give them a shout out real quick. They are a sponsor and partner of this KSL Real Estate Show, and we absolutely love them. They are, truth be told, it's my personal bank for all of my businesses. They are local, and they've been in business for 130 years, and they love to invest in our local community. They have loan committees Tuesdays and Thursdays, so you get things approved very quickly. They don't ask for a lot of unnecessary paperwork, and if the real estate value is there, you'll get the loan. And you know, I love that.
They'll do a good job.
They do a great job. So not only do they do single family housing loans, they do construction loans if you're building a home. They do commercial loans, HELOC loans, auto loans, you know, and everything in between. So thank you, Central Bank, for being part of this show, being part of the Parade of Homes, and then, of course, all of the money that you give to all of us awesome Utahns, and so proud to be part of them.
So we were talking about how difficult it is to get into your first investment property, and there are some things that we can talk to people about as to how they can make that work, and how you can build equity in your home. And one of those is probably the simplest and easiest, and this is not something that I did right off the bat when I was first starting out. But about 3 years ago, the state legislature made it so that you can have an accessory apartment in every home. There's an exemption, a little bit of an exemption for university towns where there's more than 10,000 students. And so that would be like Provo and Orem, and that would be Salt Lake City, that would be Ogden and Logan, where you got to have a university in order to change that at all. And even then, they have said to the city councils, you need to make it so that you have far more access to having accessory apartments than you did before. And in Provo, they just revised that their city code that says that if you're on the west side of the freeway, for example, you can have an accessory apartment. If you're on the east side of the freeway, you can, as long as you talk to all the houses within 100 feet of your house and they say, yeah, we're okay with it. So there are some real opportunities there when you're just getting started. I was so proud. My kids got married. My first daughter got married about 4 years ago, and her husband, bless his heart. I love the kid because of this, but he went and did this without me, and I'm like, I could have helped you there. But they 2 weeks before they got married, he bought them a little house with an apartment in the basement that's right up by Weber State in Ogden. And I was like, that kid is brilliant. I love him. And he's in
the family.
Son-in-law, yeah. But the mindset was I was just thrilled with that he was thinking that way already. And he comes from a good family where his dad has like 20 apartments. And so that, you know, he's used to that, and that's his mindset. But I think that's a great way to start. But, you know, then you have to make that leap from, okay, how do I go from my first, you know, accessory apartment to actually buying something? And I remember it was 22 years ago I bought my first duplex. And I was looking at it and I was going, I don't know how I'm going to do this. This is going to be really hard. And I mean, the interest rate on that one was 7%. It was in 2001 or 2001. And so the interest rate was prohibitively expensive for me. It was $147,000 for this place in Provo. And the rents, I was upside down by $250 a month $250 is what I had to chip in every month, provided nothing broke or I didn't have any maintenance or anything like that, in order to pay my house payment.
Did you go into that experience being like, okay, I am okay with losing money every month for the next little while?
Yeah, I knew it would even out. And I have clients now that are asking me that, like, okay, what's okay? Where is it safe? And I'm like, you know, what I would do is I have a little bit different perspective now because I've got more experience, but I have never seen residential rents decrease by more than maybe 5%. And usually if they decrease by 5%, It's because the landlord got lucky the previous time around, or it was brand new to begin with, and they rented it a little high, and then they had to adjust because it 2 years down the road, it's not brand new anymore, and thing, you know. But never, I've never seen rents, residential rents in Utah go back by more than maybe 5%.
So what's ever. The, what's the, sorry to keep interrupting you, but no, this is good. My wheelhouse, my yeah. like, wait, I need to know how to do this. Yeah. So what is the advice for like how, like if it gets to say 12 months in a deficit, is that too long in your
no,
opinion?
No, I don't think so. I think that the trick is can I cover it? Okay. And so like right now, Matthew and I mean, we're way more aggressive now and because we're able to go ahead and buy something that has a negative cash flow. And we've bought things with negative cash flows right now and we're fine with it because the point for us is that we're buying it as a development property. And so the current use doesn't pay for what we have to pay to actually acquire it. But what we're going to do with it down the road definitely will make it so it works. And so, you know, you have to look at that. But with my first one, you know, I was much younger and it was scary. And fortunately, I have a construction background. I grew up building houses with my dad. So now I've got an active general contractor's license, though I don't build for other people or anything. I'm a realtor. That's my real job. And so I knew that I could do most of the maintenance myself. I would do things that these days I would know. I'd always call somebody. But back then, I mean, you know, and Heather, I'm sure you're the same way. We watched a lot less TV than most of our peers.
100%. There were right? definitely sacrifices that we made to get where we are
right,
today.
Right. Yeah. So you have to go and deal with some of that yourself because you don't have the extra $500 to go and fix, patch a roof or to take care of a water heater or whatever. I changed water heaters out myself. I never do that now, right?
Well, and then it's a mental capacity calculation too. Yeah. Like, do I have the mental capacity? Like, I have young children. Do I have the ability now to be a landlord?
Oh, I totally did that. I mean, I remember driving home from a fourplex. I got pulled over in Pleasant Grove and I was painting a fourplex at like 3 o'clock in the morning. And I had kids that had been sleeping on the floor in the other room, and one of them had gotten themselves out of their seatbelt because they're so mad that I woke them up, and she was throwing a tantrum in the back seat on the floor, and I got pulled over for having a headlight out.
Oops.
And yeah, it was an interesting
nothing
experience.
Nothing to see here, officer.
Yeah.
Been a rough Tuesday. Just parenting.
Right. But they have kids and they understand.
But my kids, you know, they would say, I mean, we would, at that point in time, like every other year, we'd get a pass to Disneyland. And they would say, why do we have to do this, Dad? Why would we have to go do maintenance on properties? And I'd say, this is how we get to go to Disneyland. Mm. And so I'd try to get them in mindset wise. And, you know, I think it's worked.
And it's kind of, if I can make a bad analogy on the fly, it's kind of like building muscle. You have to break it down to get it to grow.
Yeah.
Right. You got to break it down and then you got to feed it a lot of calories to get it to grow.
Right.
And you might have to be in that deficit for a little while.
Yeah. And it was a deficit, but it changed pretty quick because all that ends up happening is, for one, real estate values in Utah, and this is in the last 60 years, they have doubled about every, not quite 12 years, okay? And so if a landlord buys a property and he needs to cover his payment and the payments are going up because the real estate is going up, then he has to charge a rent that is commensurate to what his payments are going to be. And so those keep going up as time goes on. And I waited a couple of years. I raised the rents a bit, just keeping up with the market. And then I got lucky and I got to refinance that place at 5% instead of 7%.
Yeah.
And between those things, it took me about 4 years and I went from $250 a month negative. And understand that it didn't go way up really quickly. I got to break even with the rents after about 2 years, but where I really started making money, and $250 a month is a lot of money back then compared to now, But where I really got to start making money is as soon as I refinanced for 2% less.
Right.
Then it's all of a sudden I'm like, now I've got $400 a month that I get to put in the bank or put in my pocket instead.
Plus all the equity.
Yeah.
Right? In the interim, you killed it.
Heather, that place is worth $700,000 now. I bought it for $147,000. I've had it for 22 years.
Amazing. So. And then you just do a little remodeling, a little updating, some paint and carpet, you know, replace some toilets here and there, water heater, and you're free.
I mean, this summer I did the second time. So in 22 years, I've done not just updating, I've done kind of a relatively major remodel twice, where you go in and repaint the whole thing and you fix any major stuff, like a replace
appliances.
A roof one time.
Yeah, sure.
Change appliances and put new flooring in and stuff like that. Although I didn't change. I've had the same carpets for 10 years. We've nailed that. And I'm like, I'm looking at them. I'm like, nope, we're not changing the carpets. These are fine.
Yeah.
They look good.
Nice.
So.
That's amazing. No, and I think that equity is where you really start earning the money.
Yeah.
And then you compound that over 33 properties.
Yeah.
You know, you have a lot of wiggle room for down payments and other investments and you know what? Both of you are in such a great spot. We have Drew Armstrong, Matthew Flinders with Armstrong and Flinders, two of the all-time very best real estate agents in the entire state of Utah. Not only are you guys experienced, but you guys are fun. You have personality and you make investing fun. You make buying fun. You make selling fun. And then you have the talent to back it up. You guys are two of the greatest like technology geeks I know. I mean, seriously, there's no one that's more cutting edge than you guys.
You know, it's interesting because I sold two houses in St. George this year as investments for clients that needed to go down there. And my gosh, they called me and my assistant and we invited them to do that. To get all kinds of information on the lease and how do we rent and what are the house rules and what do I deal, how do I get their background checks done and all that kind of stuff. And we help people through that.
I love that.
That's incredible. Yeah. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ertz here. Heather Osmond is with me. She's the ultimate interior designer at Osmond Designs. I'm the faux, like, maybe I see it on a Joanna Gaines catalog at Target. I'm like, that looks good. I can do that. And then I try to copy it. I'm terrible, Heather. I need your help. I need your expertise. But fall is such a perfect time to kind of like freshen up your house. And I was at a local grocery store this weekend and the pumpkins are out, right? And I'm just like, it looks so cute in theory, but I can't put it together.
Sometimes you just need a little bit of help. And that's what we're here for. As interior designers, we have the opportunity to go into lots of people's homes, specifically here in Utah. And I really look at that as a sacred responsibility and an invitation to go into someone's home is something I don't take lightly. I love and absolutely passionate about helping people love their home. And for each and every person, that's a little bit different and a little unique. And using some of the design principles that I went to school for and just experience over many, many years have taught me a lot. But then there's also just the know-how of when to break the rules and make sure that people are happy.
Can I pay you $85 to just come do my front porch, my front door?
Absolutely. No, we just charge $85 an hour and we come into your home and help you maybe rearrange some of your existing furniture, like Lindsay's saying, help with any exterior needs. And it's always nice to just have goals and talk about things you love about your home, things you don't love about your home so that you're not wasting your money and that you're using it the best way that you can. And we help you achieve those goals, you know, in the end. We're just wrapping up the Parade of Home season here in Utah. Not only did we start with Utah Valley, then Salt Lake, then Cache Valley and Park City. So all of that is done and we can breathe. And now we're getting ready for the holidays, right? Oh, you guys, it does not stop. Now we have Halloween. We have my Thanksgiving.
Favorite holiday.
Yes.
My other favorite holiday.
Your other favorite. We have Christmas right around the corner.
My third favorite holiday.
This is Drew Armstrong, who's chiming in over here. Matthew Flinders, both two of the top real estate agents in the state of Utah, again on the show. You guys are regulars, and we love having you.
Well, yeah. What's in your stores? What are you selling lots of right now? I have not been for a couple of months.
It's got to be pumpkin spice. Everything pumpkin spice.
Anything and everything pumpkin. I love all the burnt oranges and the moss greens and the burgundy reds. Those wine reds are just absolutely stunning right now. And I'm such a texture person. I just love textured pillows and textured throw blankets and bedding and, you know, all of that good stuff. And then, you know, you go to the smells.
My problem is that in the springtime, I want my house to smell like pumpkin spice. Come on.
24/7. Okay, I have to tell you about the coolest product we just had in the store. Just brought it in within the last couple of weeks, but it's called Scent Air. We are the only retailer in the entire state of Utah that has this, but Drew, you'll love this because you're such a Disneyland guru, but you know how you go on that ride that they have that orange fragrance?
The Soarin' Over California.
California, you guys.
I don't know if it's still even there.
That
they
is Scent Air, you guys. And they're basically these commercial grade, like a Pura's.
Like
and we
a
sell
mister?
Those at our store as well, but you can program them and they
certain times, certain smells.
You guys,
like
it's
when my kid walks in from lacrosse practice and you're like, turn on the pumpkin spice.
Seriously, like in all the commercial BMW dealerships, this is the brand that everyone's using.
Oh, wow.
And it's incredible. So definitely come to our stores, check out the Scent Air. I think we've sold out twice already. We're just trying to keep up with the demand because we didn't really know how popular it would be. And this is the first time I've talked about it on the KSL Real Estate Show. So check that out. Pumpkin spice. There's also the Christmas fragrances, you know, the Fraser furs and all that good stuff.
Those are my favorites. I've tried lots of different scent things. You know, the wallflowers are one of my favorites, although I got one that was a fireplace when it was way too strong. I was like, oh my gosh, it smells like my house burning
down. Take that to the office.
But I love the way your stores smell, and it makes me want to buy stuff. But it also,
It
makes you feel like you're in a cabin, right?
Yes.
So I love fall smells.
I went to one of Heather's stores last year to do that 3D tour, and that was so fun. I was there for a couple hours, and just the smells walking, you know, like as I was doing all the different nodes inside your store. Plus, I got to see every little part of your store, of your Lehigh store. You know, like walking around. We should do that. We should do that again and post it so
Let's
that people could see.
That would be
they
so
could
fun.
Walk around and look at furniture.
We'll put that online.
Let's just take the real estate show live.
Let's do it.
Live from Osmond Designs.
Well, that'll be a TV show as well as a real estate radio show.
I love it.
We could hide Heather in certain like nodes, like with your favorite
you guys.
Like couch or something.
Find Heather and win a prize.
It's so fun. You guys are the coolest. We will definitely have you back. We didn't even get through probably a tenth of what we had prepared for today's show, but you're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. We have Drew Armstrong, Matthew Flinders, thanks
and
again
Heather
for
Osmond.
Joining, and Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture Stores, and Lindsay Ertz, the KSL guru. So happy to have you.
So happy to be with you.
We'll be back next week.